This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The housing news of this Wednesday is of home values, how those values get figured out specifically. Federal banking regulators are putting a new rule into effect today that says certain home sales in the $400,000 range or below aren't going to have a traditional appraisal anymore. The old threshold, $250,000, was set back in 1994. So yes, this is partly an adjustment for inflation. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, it is also a recognition that once again, technology can do a lot of the work that people used to do.
The rule will apply to about 40% of home sales. It doesn't include loans backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, for example. Loans that are exempt from an appraisal will still require an evaluation. What's the difference, you ask?
The valuation itself is data-driven. So no longer is there a human in that loop, at least in terms of the value.
Alex Villacorta is head of data and analytics at real estate tech company House Canary. He says humans aren't completely out of the loop. They still inspect the property and take pictures.
You know, to make sure the property's there, that it's in decent condition, and if it's not, highlighting whatever deficiencies may be there.
But instead of that human analyzing those photos and comparable sales to come up with a value, computer algorithms do it. That's pretty scary for the appraisal industry, which employed 80,000 people last year. Kelly Davids is senior vice president with the Appraisal Foundation, which sets the professional standards for the industry. She says algorithms work fine in places where the housing is fairly uniform.
But that doesn't happen in large swaths of America where there's nuances in the housing stock, where the data maybe isn't as current. So somebody who's really trained and ethical has to look at all of that and weed out the bad from the good.
But ethics have been a problem in the industry. Research from the Philadelphia Fed found that less than 10% of appraisals came in below the contract price. Ben Keyes is an associate professor of real estate at the Wharton School. He says appraisers may feel pressure to deliver numbers on the high side.
When we think of the robots taking over various sectors, there are certainly risks associated with that, but we have to keep in mind the risks that were in place when the market was run by humans.
For the foreseeable future, though, the humans and robots will have to get along. Measuring value still requires both. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.